What effect do you think being diagnosed as diabetic has had on your life? How has your life been different?
I know this sounds a bit Irish, perhaps, but I think in a lot of ways it's made me healthier, because it's made me stick to a reasonable diet, and it's taught me about going out for exercise every day, and it's sort of made me take care of myself. On the downside, it's inconvenient when I'm with other people, because you have to fit in with them, and sometimes you're not feeling very well or something, and you have to try and get round that sometimes. So it can be socially a bit awkward. But that could be partly my fault, because I'm a bit sort of rigid and I'm not very good at adapting at the last moment. But then I'm not a very sociable person anyway, so it's not made a big impact on my life. Overall, I think it's had quite a beneficial effect on my life, really, because it made me pull myself into shape. But it does have its drawbacks. You have to be prepared for the unexpected and be able to cope with things that happen suddenly. Like when I was going to my nephew's wedding last Christmas, and the train broke down in the middle of nowhere, and I couldn't have any lunch, you know, and I had to cope with that. So you have to learn coping strategies for emergencies. But then other people have to learn to cope with emergencies for different reasons. So I don't know if diabetics are any different in that respect. You just have to know what to do, don't you?
How did you cope on the train?
I'd got my sugar lumps and I'd got a packet of biscuits and I coped all right, yeah. I was only a bit worried in case we had to walk from the train to the next station, because I knew I hadn't really got enough reserves to cope with that, because it did happen around just before lunchtime. But then I suppose I would have just told the engine driver and they would have made arrangement for me. So there's always an answer, I suppose. But it's just owning up to the fact that you are diabetic and not keeping it a secret, probably.
What advice would you give to someone being diagnosed as diabetic now?
I would say it's a horrible shock at first. I remember I cried to start with. But you do get used to it. It's amazing how you do. And after the initial shock, when you think you can't do anything or go anywhere or eat anything, you gradually realise that you can. And there's all sorts of way of getting round it and thinking up little ways of coping. And it just evolves over time. And it's not nearly as bad as you think it is. Just sort of take it in your stride and don't let it faze you too much.